We are learning Maseches Sedarim Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines on the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We had a member from Rav Chanina, Hashoysik Amanas LeMekat Mefer. It means he's Mechadish, that if you're quiet the whole day, usually if someone's quiet all day, if the husband's quiet the whole day, it's automatically Hakama. But Rav Chanina says, if you did it Amanas LeMekat, then the Aloch is you can be Mefer. I feel like Kamai Jijam, because it's not a raya from you being you quiet. You're only quiet because you wanted to make her upset. Now, we said yesterday, stop, make her upset. The Mefarish actually adds on that he's trying to give her Musar. The Mefarish says, El Sha'oise Kedela Knito Velohechicha Kedesh Loit Hargal Oid Benadarim. You know, he's trying to teach her a lesson, and therefore he's stringing her along a little bit because he's teaching her, don't just make the dharma. Every time you get that, I'm going to come save you. So, you know, don't rely on me, and therefore don't make the dharma stamazai. That's the pshah manas meka. But anyway, Rav Chanina says that a chiddush, that a shtika manas mekat is not called a shtika. Moshe Rav Chista. The Gemara has a kash of my brice. The brice says, this brice is enumerating the different chumras of a hekim, of a hakama, of a hafara of a hakama. It's like this. Choymer behekim and behefer. The chomra of hakama is shashtika mekayemes, shtika is mekayim, vein shtika mevatelis. That shtika, if you is quiet the whole day, it's a kiyim. But if you quiet the vein shtika mevatelis, and but quiet can't do a bittel. Obviously, it means you have to do a dibur. That's obvious. The next halacha also kayim beliboy kayim. If you mekayim in your heart, that's enough. Hafer b'libay, if you hafer in your heart, ain't I mufer. It's not mufer. And like the Ran explains, you have to be moitzi b'svasav. And the Ran says, how do we know? How do we know, Taka, that kiyam b'libay works? Mash'enkin hafara, annulling the nether in your heart, does not work. So he says, since the Torah tells you an idea that if you're quiet the whole yoyim shemiyah, that it's called a kiyam, so you see, anytime it's in your heart to mekayim, it's enough. And but the Torah said, you have a whole day to do hafara. But smash, you don't have to have a positive dibur to mekayim. You see, you're quiet all day. So, therefore, you learn from there that kayim b'libay is kayim also la'alter. That if you mekayim in your heart, then it's right away mekuyim. So there's two ways to do kayim b'libay. Either we're not doing hafara the whole day, or we're doing kayim b'libay. That's the Ran says, that's the limud. So basically, how do you know you can mekayim b'libay? You learn it out from that I'm quiet all day. If I'm quiet all day, it's like a gilu das that I want to be mekayim. So you see, kayim b'libay works. So kayim b'libay works also la'alter. That's the Ran says. I got Rekvega as a kash over here. That l'char, what type of limud is that? Maybe only works, really, dvarm shavlev ain't a dvarm. The only thing that works the whole day is because it's umdur d'muchach. He's quiet the whole day, obviously he wants it. But mehechete said that if kayim b'libay la'alter, it works. That's not you don't have a limud for that. It's not the same thing. Kvega b'lai b'sher, a tzarechi in gadol on this kasha. But akaponim, the hafara doesn't have a din of hafara b'libay. And like the Ran spoke out on the Ayin Zayin on the base, and he brings it here again, that if the person says Tliva Achli and he's Hafar Beliba, then it'll work. A tzir of two things, a tzir of a Lashon Gerua with a Hafar Beliba will work. That's the Ran told us earlier on, and the Ran repeats it here also. So Akapanim, now going back to this Braisa. The Braisa says the 2 miles of Akam of Hafara is Shtika is Mekayemes, and Kayim Beliba is Kayim. And then the Braisa says, Tam Halacha, Kayim, if you Mekayim in Eda, in Yochel Hafer, you can't be Mefer anymore. Hefer, if you Mefer in Eda, in Yochel Kayim, can't be Mekayim. So now let's try to bring a Raya to the Shiloh of Shtika of Nasla Mekat, Ktani. It says in this Braisa, Shashtika Mekayemes. It says, Shtika is Mekayim. It's Masma all Shtika is Mekayim. My love, Meshoysik Nasla Mekat. Even Meshoysik Nasla Mekat, which means he's quiet because you want to annoy her, still that's called a Shtika. So it says, Tam, Shtika Mekayemes. My answer is no. Loi b'shoysik amanas l'kayim. We're talking about someone who's shoysik amanas l'kayim that he wants to be kayim right now. Frey the Gemara, haynu kayim b'libay. That's the next part of the brayse. Says kayim b'libay. Haynu kayim b'libay kayim. Elo b'shoysik stam. So two cases are shtika b'kayimis means you're stam shoysik. You're not thinking dafka kayim. You're not thinking lemeka. Nothing quite. So we got out of that raya. Now just go. Let's go vite. What is stam? This stam when the Brisa said the hafara has a chumra also. Which chumras a hafara have over hakama? Eskan chumra behekim mebehefer. You find the chumra over hakama over hafara. Behefer bemehekim manolon. What is this lashon manolon? Is lavdafka like the Ram points out? Where is hafara more chumra than hakama? So Gemara says from the following halacha: Rav Yechonon Shalom ala hekim and Shalom behefer. Halacha is that if a father or a husband makes hakama, he could go to the chacham and be matineda on the hakama. Mashegen hafara, you cannot be mata the hafara. You only get mata hakama, like the Gemara said before, and the Ram explained before, and daf samach tes, that hakama is kein neder. When you strengthen neder, it's like a neder. Mashegen hafara, you can't do a she'ela on that. And the Ram also points out here, what he pointed out before, that the only way it'll help has a she'ela on hakama is only if it's that day. But if it's the next day, he may not come on Monday, and he goes shayla on Tuesday, it's too late, because now you can't make hafara anymore, because the whole day passed. So you can't do hafara anymore, you have a shtika the whole day, and on a shtika, you can't do a shayla, like we spoke at them from the Rishash. Akaponim, that's this first brisa, it's not a raya. Let's try the next brisa, see if that's a raya. Masiv Rav Kano brings out a brisa like this. With the Arshin, the pasuk says, in this pasuk, the word harisha, that means quiet, three times. The pasuk reads like this: "V'mhacharish yachrish lo isha miyoyim liyoyim." If the husband is quiet miyoyim liyoyim, v'heikim is calling the rail, or he's calling the rash osra aleha heikim oisam ki hechrish lo miyoyim shamay. It says in this time, it says hacharish yachrish. It says at the end of the pasuk ki hacharish. So the brayis dash is like this: "V'mhacharish yachrish lo isha the Braisa tells us, talking about someone who's quiet, and still it's called a hakama. Maybe this Braisa is referring to a shoysik amnasa kayim, which a shoysik amnasa kayim in this case means shoysik amnas, that he's quiet the whole day, in order to it should be a kiyim. The Ram points out this word "amnasakai" means different than before. Until now, we're saying "shoysik amnasakai" means he's kayim beliboy. This "shoysik amnasakai" means he's shoysik of the quiet the whole day, and automatically turns into kiyim. So maybe we're talking about that case, not a case of amnasameka. Hamayim mekayim hakrish yachrish lo yisha. Let me skip something. Kishoymer ki hakrish lo. When the pasuk is the end of the pasuk, hakrish lo harib is shoysik amnasakai mekosim davim. That's talking about shoysik amnasakai. Hamani mekayim es hakash yachash lo yisho v'shoysik amnas lameka the kosher medaber. It's talking about shoysik amnas lameka. That's the brayza says. Tiyufta first the brayza like rachnino. Freit the gemara. We're looking for shoysik amnas lekayim shoysik stam. Why is there two types of shtikas? We have a drash two types of shtika. One is shtika I'm quiet on purpose in order to be a kiyim. The other one shoysik stam. How do you know to be marbe shoysik amnas lameka? So the gemara kroy yaseri ksivu. There's three times. Hacharish. There's hacharish, yacharish, and at the end of the pasuk, hacharish. Three things. One's for shoysik stam. One's for shoysik amnas l'kayim, which means you're quiet the whole day, amnas l'kayim. The third one's for shoysik amnas l'meikat, which is a tiyufta to Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina shlogged up. Chanina says shoysik amnas l'meikat. It's not called a shtika. Here we have first a braisa, darshan from a pasuk, that shoysik amnas l'meikat is called a kiyim. Zotik maravaita, Mosav Rava. Now, even though we slugged up Rav Chanina, we're asking another kash for another braisa. And this sounds familiar, that's very good, because we had in Yevamis, Mem Aleph, the same type of idea, that there, even though it was already slugged up, we had another tiyufta. And the Gemara says the reason is, sometimes you'll have an answer to one of them, so we want to have like pile up a few kashes. This way, if something answers one, you still have another kash. So, Masav Rava, Nodra Mechashecha, this is our Mishnah a few blocks ago. It says that on Shabbos, you made an edda right by Shal Shudas time, right before it gets dark. You're allowed to be made for on Shabbos before it gets dark. Why? Why are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Just wait till after Shabbos. Because if you wait any longer, it's going to be too late to do it. So what's pshat? It's mass like this, that if you waited too long, it would be hafara. The problem is, it will be hakama. Wait too long, it will be hakama. What's the problem? If the Chazal said you're not allowed to do hafara on Shabbos, so it'll be like hafara on Naslamekat. What's the problem for Amnas Mekat? Akama Amnas Mekat means he's only quiet because he wants to annoy her. So if I'm only quiet because Chazal said I can't do Afara, that's not a raya that I'm trying to make him it. So why do I have to do it on Shabbos? Because it's going to be too late in 2 minutes. Not true. If Chazal tell you you can't do it today, that is not called a Hakama Amnas Mekat. That's called Akama Amnas Mekat. Am I Lahavik Ashayz Amnas Mekat? Tiyufta. This is Mamash Akasha, because you see clearly in the Mishnah that quiet is quiet, no matter what. Even if you have a reason why you're quiet, an ulterior reason, a different reason, still, it's called a shtika, and it's called a hakama. And this is another Akasha, Akasha number 2, on Rav Chanina, on the second Tiyufta. Third Tiyufta, Moshe Ravashi. Let's say a case where Yidei Anish Yesh Nedarim, I know that the Nedarim that the wife made are Nedarim, I didn't know that a Baal could be made for the wife's nether. It means he heard the nether, and he knew it was the Eid Nefesh, but he didn't know that a Baal can make an Adarim. The halacha is Yafer. There definitely it's not called a Shtika. It's not called a Shtika because you didn't even know you could do it. It's not so right. You didn't know you could do Hafara. What about the opposite case, the Mishnah says? Yedani Shesh Mafirim. I know that a Baal has a Kayach of Hafara. I didn't know if this is Eid Nefesh or Beino Levino. I didn't know if this is a applicable Neda that I could knock off. Smachleikas. Ramei Amalo Yafer. Ramei says it can't be made for it. It can't be made for it. It's too late. Rav Chamar Yafer, you could be made for it because it's not called a shmia. It's not called a shmia because I didn't know. So the Gemara's kasha is like this. The Afira Meir, why is the halacha that he can't be made for it? He definitely wasn't quiet because he wanted to be make him the neder. He didn't know. So heck he is saying, even if Rabbanu argues, just hold that it's a chasaron in the shmia. It's missing in the shmia. But Be'etim, they agree, be a soida to Rav Meir, that lo yofer, because it's called a shtika. And the pel is, heck it worse than Masa Meikat. So the ma'ila have a kushes masam neikat. Be like shosik ma'amekat. And tomorrow tiyufta. You see, for me a tiyufta at the end of the day that shosik amnasam neikat is like stam, and it can be made for only b'yom shmiya bilvad. And shosik amnas lekayim la'alta also it can't be made for. So that's the halacha. Because mice are coming out any shtika whatsoever. If you miss the whole day, the halacha is that if you miss the whole day, the halacha is that you cannot be made for anymore. It's called Akama, and it's a Tiyufda de Rav Chanina. Hadron Allah, Perak Naima Rosa, Bali Neda.